This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Lisa Mullins. Michelle Carter is sentenced to a jail term but will remain free pending the appeal of her conviction for manslaughter in the suicide of her friend, Conrad Roy. A judge sentenced Carter today to serve 15 months in the Bristol County Jail, but then he agreed to a defense request to stay the sentence until all appeals are exhausted. Carter was 17, Roy 18 years old, when she goaded him in text messages to carry through on his plan to kill himself. Ultimately, on the day of his death, she ordered him to get back in his truck, which he had filled with carbon monoxide. WBUR's David Boeri was in court for today's sentencing. He joins us now with the latest. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Jack.
So, David, that was a twist. After the judge had sentenced Carter to serve jail time, he said that jail time can wait. Can you explain his decision-making there?
The judge understands this is a very controversial case. It rests on this idea of whether someone could be convicted on the basis of words alone, because, in fact, Michelle Carter wasn't present. She was only virtually present. So the judge knows that it's going to go to appeal and that she may, in fact, finish her jail term before the appeal is decided. So that's why he allowed the stay and allowed her to go home when, in fact, he first decided he was going to put her in jail right away.
And what was the reasoning for sentencing her to 15 months?
Well, it's a balancing act, according to the judge. He made it clear that he thought she knew exactly what she was doing, that her immaturity, her mental illness, and the fact that she was a juvenile at the time didn't change her behavior. It didn't enter into her behavior. But then he said, however, she was a juvenile, and we're covered by juvenile laws. Here is Judge Lawrence Moniz.
Children before the court charged with crimes are to be treated as children in need of aid, encouragement, and guidance. Even if the age and maturity level of the person at the time that they have committed the crime doesn't garner a great deal of significance, the fact that they are still of that young age offers a greater promise of rehabilitation.
And the judge clearly took this seriously. It even pointed people to the manual that he follows as a juvenile judge. So he said it has to be compassionate, but he talked tougher than his sentence.
David, the prosecutor asked for 7 to 12 years as a sentence for Carter. By law, the judge could have sentenced her up to 20. Tell us about the prosecution's argument.
Prosecution argued that this was, the defendant was vicious and manipulative.
Your Honor read thousands of text messages and knows how the defendant undertook a deliberate, well-thought-out campaign to cause the death of Conrad Henry Roy, quite simply for her own personal gain and quest for attention. What a travesty.
That's Assistant District Attorney Mary Claire Flynn, by the way. And she also talked about the fact that Carter had deceived Conrad Roy's family and friends afterwards, acting like the girlfriend who was grieving, that she was ultimately caught, in her own words, and confronted. And that's what brought her into the court.
Now, David, we also heard victim impact statements from Conrad Roy's family. Can you tell us about those?
Conrad's father, who's Conrad Roy Jr., talked of Michelle Carter as vicious. He referred to his son as Coco. Here he is speaking in his impact statement.
Michelle Carter exploited my son's weaknesses and used him as a pawn in her own well-being. She has not shown any remorse. The fact that my son was convinced to kill himself makes his death unimaginable. How could Michelle Carter behave so viciously and encourage my son to end his life? Where was her humanity?
David, quickly, the defense had argued Carter should only get probation. What was their argument?
Two sad individuals coming together, both with problems of suicidality, inclinations to suicide. They pointed out that while she was sick, Conrad Roy had tried to kill himself before, that it was a tragedy happening and that she shouldn't be burdened with all this impact of what happened in that situation, and she was a juvenile.
WBUR's David Boeri, the defense attorney for Carter, says that they will be appealing this case. We could be looking at a long, protracted legal fight. David, thank you.
You're welcome.